Merry Christmas. I want to thank Aiden and Colin Ferguson and Will Fogle and Mary Lou Lovell for the beautiful music that sets the mood for the evening, and to welcome you to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. It's a simple service. We are going to hear the gospel story presented in song and in scripture, and of course we have the scene in front of us. And so we trust that it will be an uplifting and meaningful service to be a part of. I believe everyone has a candle. And if that is the case, then we're ready to go. Let us begin in prayer. God in heaven, we are thankful to be here tonight. We are thankful for the reason why we're here, which is your great gift to us, your one and only Son. We pray that your Spirit would reach us and speak to us of the richness of the meaning of the gospel message. We pray that when we leave here, we would leave here with cheerful hearts because of this wonderful event that took place and that takes place. I pray for those who are unable to be here tonight or to be able to share in the Christmas Eve service somewhere. Just pray that you would be with them as you are with us. And I ask that this hour would be one acceptable to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We'll begin with a hymn. O Come All Ye Faithful, which in your hymnals is number 103. Shall we stand together and sing?
I want to take a moment to ask Mark to join me here at the pulpit. One of my favorite duties as chairman of the Board of Deacons is to present the pastor with his Christmas card. And we also have included an eco-friendly gift inside the card. So let me just share the card with you, and then you can have this. Thanking God for the way you serve Him with a giving heart. At Christmas, we're reminded again of the miracle of God's ultimate gift in Jesus. You reflect His love and care in a wonderful way through your faithful serving. Wishing you peace, joy, and love, praying His continued blessings in the new year from your First Baptist family. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say thank you to this church. It's the third Christmas. It's a privilege to be here and to serve you all and to serve God together with you. So thank you.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet, that the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
And now if you'll turn in the faith we sing to hymn number 2090, we'll sing the fifth stanza of our Advent response song this evening. Again, let us stand and sing, and this time it's hymn number 113, Angels We Have Heard on High. We invite children to come forward for a children's message this evening. How are you all this evening?
Okay.
It's good to see you. I just need your help. One of the things we have to do on Christmas Eve is read the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do right now, okay? You can help me, but we're going to read it so everyone can hear. I just have to get the page to stop sticking together. This is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. Now, this was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made it known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and for all they had seen as it had been told them. And that's the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. But I have something else I need your help with. I don't know if you've been looking at our nativity, but it doesn't have a baby Jesus in it. We need someone to do that. Andrew, would you like to do it this year? Very good. Thank you. Well, I can go back to your seats now. We're done. And with that, we'll sing Joy to the World, which is number 120. Stand with me. Thank you. morning we spoke of God's great love. We read from the Gospel of John, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son." We thought about what that means, that God is love, which is another scripture we considered from the first letter of John. We contemplated nothing more than just this presentation of divine love to us, which is what the coming of Christ into the world is. Tonight, for a few minutes, let us think about our love for one another. That's where John went with it in his gospel in chapter 15. "Because I have loved you, so you must also love one another." Because God loved us, the scriptures tell us He gave. One of the great traditions of Christmas is the giving of gifts, and I'm sure that some of you are excited about the gifts that you might have in your future. Some of you already have some in your past. This tradition is meant to inspire us to a life of generosity, and it is also meant to give us a concrete experience in which we are delighted beyond words with the gifts we receive, as well as with the joy we see on other people's faces when they receive the gifts given to them. We are taught that God gave because God loves. We give because we love. Of course, there are degradations, and they are always to be dealt with. Sometimes we tend to be a little greedy, and the season can become a sad demonstration of our selfishness instead of our love. And the other thing that sometimes happens is that we tend towards excess. We get too much, and we give too much, maybe even, and it's like eating a whole pie all filled with sugar. It tastes really good going down. But after a while, we begin to get sick. And the whole enterprise of giving can fail to inspire us as it should, maybe because of high expectations, or maybe because we lose touch with the master gift that is at the heart of all of it. Sometimes I think the reason we like to celebrate the giving and receiving of gifts with young children is because they don't know any of this. And it reminds us of the times in our life and the experiences that we've had before we knew better, before we knew to have high expectations. But tonight, we set those risks aside in the glory of the moment. We are here now, and I would like for us to think of our presence here as a gift. And not just our presence here on Christmas Eve, but any time that we are present for each other. Not only is it the gift of our lives back to God, but it's a gift to one another. Like the birth of Christ, of the Christ child itself, our presence is a gift given in love. Because the best gift we can give is the gift of ourselves. And of course, the appropriate response to being given a gift is gratitude. And by that, I don't mean the kind of forced because it is good manners kind of gratitude, because it's expected of us, but the genuine article that wells up spontaneously out of the heart, set free, delighted beyond words. I hope that that is the gratitude that you experience. And sometimes I think gratitude is another gift that we experience when something happens that wells up in us that way. For these few minutes tonight, in the darkness of this room, with the decorations and the music and the candles, and later as you go home to be with your family and friends, I hope you experience that gratitude. And I hope the gift springs up in you as you contemplate this great gift that God has given to us. And I hope that the experience of the gift of one another becomes your experience too. Because by our presence and by our service and by our love, we give to one another as God has given to us. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of your one and only Son into our hearts. Let him reside. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. this candle, which I will light, represents the birth of God's love into the world. And as we share it, it represents God's love shared between us as we love one another.
Thank you.